Classic Business. SMEs.
Well, retailer Pick and Pay has introduced dedicated shop space to promote local South African products produced by small businesses to customers. It's called Meet the Makers, and it's going to be trialed in 8 stores across the country over the next 3 months. It's a great pleasure to welcome Mashinga Sayuba Kombos, head of Pick and Pay's Enterprise and Supply Development Program. Evening, Mashinga.
Evening. Thank you so much for having me.
And in studio, I've got Gladys Mawoneke, who's founder of Breva. It's a range of non-alcoholic beverages and one of the makers that the public will get to meet over the next few months. Evening, Gladys.
Evening to you.
Now, Mashinga, at the launch of the event in Cape Town last week, Andrea Nordier from Pick and Pay explained that she wanted to take your support for small suppliers just that step further in stores. How exactly does the Meet the Maker program achieve this?
One of the things that we set out to do was to make sure that we were putting our support and our backing behind entrepreneurs. And one of the ways that we can do that is really by taking and showcasing some of these incredible products and brands that we support. And we came up with this idea, and our director of hypermarket, Adrian Nordier, mentioned, let's take some of these iconic brands and let's make sure we put them at the forefront of the store and ensure that the customer can get to meet some of the makers but also experience the stores.
Now, Gladys, to bring you in here, because really this is what enterprise and supply development should be about. Often I get entrepreneurs sitting in my studio saying, it's great to be part of these incubators and programs, but very often it doesn't mean any follow through in terms of real support for small businesses. And as a retailer, you need that that shelf space. You need to be front of mind. How exactly does Meet the Makers achieve that for you?
We've been with Pick and Pay for the past 4 years, and we are already in many, many stores, corporate stores around the country. But Meet the Makers just places more emphasis on our product and increases our visibility in these 8 stores, which is great. And so visibility is one of the reasons why small businesses can fail. So we already have access to market, but visibility is something that sometimes can never be assured. And now we assured our visibility for our product in the space.
And for a brand such as yourselves, I mean, Breva, you're selling a non-alcoholic beverage that's made out of barley in particular. To get your brand known, one needs that top of mind front of store space.
Absolutely. You know, the beverages segment, as we all know, is quite cluttered. The competition. And so being given that extra and additional visibility helps raise awareness of the product much more than before.
And you said you've been with Pick and Pay, or at least in stores now, for 4 years. How did that relationship start? Tell me how Breva came about, and how many times you had to knock on the door before you finally got a foot in.
Interesting enough, you know, it was one call. Really, I made one call one morning at 7:30 to a number that I wasn't very sure whose it was, but someone had said, oh, look for Suzanne Ackerman. And so I decided I was going to call at 7:30 in the morning. And guess who picked up? It was Suzanne Ackerman who picked up the phone. And so I explained to her the concept of Breva. And that was about 5 years ago. And she had the vision to understand where this category was going as well. Globally now, the 0.0 alcohol volume segment is growing. So she invited me to come over, and she introduced me to the buyers, and we were in store. It wasn't a difficult process because the product was relevant to the needs of the retailer then and now.
And it's a remarkable story, because often people think, well, no, I'm too small, I can't pick up the phone and make that call. It shows you've got to back yourself. You've got to have the courage of your convictions, believing that you have a relevant product at the right time. That said, though, any challenges that you did encounter initially for a small business to be able to deliver at scale for a retailer like Pick and Pay?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, delivering at scale is not a big issue for us, but it's ensuring that the product moves from shelf into people's baskets. That requires huge balance sheets. And when Pick and Pay comes up with a program such as this, it actually helps, because really at the end of the day, it's about we've got a great product, but a great product can easily sit on the shelf if people are not aware of it. So the biggest challenge is to ensure that as many people taste our product, Taste Breva, which is a great product.
It's all about access to markets, but beyond just access, it's real access. It's not just putting the product on the shelf.
Absolutely.
It's ensuring that consumers are out there and trying those products and building the brand. Mashinga, as we run out of time, it is just such a packed show tonight. I've spoken to Gladys during the news break. We're going to do a panel talking about enterprise and supply development. It's something we're very passionate about on the show, to support small businesses. As Pick and Pay, where would you like to see this going? It's a trial at this stage in 8 stores over 3 months. Where do you see it in a few years from now?
We want to make sure that we can grow this as big as it can get. And I'm now speaking to Gladys and the incredible 11 other makers that we've highlighted. And just to mention also to the listeners out there, we have over 100 businesses. If you have a product, at the end of the day, our customers are wanting health, they're wanting innovation. If you have something that you've created that is local, that is South African, we want it on our shelves. And remember, we are here for you. We're here to help you. We're here to support and guide you. You know, and I think at the end of the day, it's around ensuring that we back these entrepreneurs. You know, supplying a retailer like us is not easy. But at the end of the day, I want you to know that we are here to guide you, to ensure that we lead the way. Making introduction to the buyers, making sure that you understand our systems and processes, that is the best that we can do. If there's something that we can do, we are here for you.
Well, Mashinga, great story. There are certainly still some challenges in the enterprise and supply development space, but we'll unpack some of those next week in a 30-minute panel when we talk to some detail around the Meet the Makers program. That was Mashinga Sayuba, Combo Head of Pick and Pay's Enterprise and Supply Development Program, and Gladys Mawaneke, the founder of Breva.